It's the Thursday Morning House Call with Dr. Lane Iena, brought to you by Huntsville Memorial Hospital.
Hey, good morning once again. It's Big Len Edwards in studio with me, Dr. Lane Iena. Good morning, Dr. Lane.
Good morning. How you doing today?
Hey, great. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and you know what? The weekend is almost here.
The weekend is almost here, and this is a very special episode, as they say.
As you came in and told me this morning, I went, really? It's been that long already?
It has been 4 years since we have been doing Thursday Morning House Call. 4 years, which means I have now been doing this show half the amount of time I have been in Huntsville.
You've been in Huntsville 8 years.
8 years today. I started at Huntsville Family Medicine today, 8 years ago.
Whoa.
And we've been on the radio. It started as Community Spotlight.
Yeah,
Community Spotlight.
Like that,
with Steve Ricks, good friend of ours, during COVID. And 1 week turned into two. You guys were gracious enough to bring me back after that okay performance I gave.
You did a great performance.
Oh, thank
and
you.
Then we went to Huntsville Memorial Hospital and said, hey, would you be willing to sponsor this program? It's a really great thing. And the hospital said, absolutely.
Oh, they jumped right on board, and they've been a great friend of the show and sponsor ever since. They've talked to them relatively frequently about it, and they're great folks. So yeah, it's been a blast, man. I can't imagine not being on the radio. So thank you. Thanks, Steve Ricks. Thanks to my other boss, Tim, for letting me stay here on the radio and turning the microphone on every once in a while for me.
There you go.
So I appreciate it, man. And thank you. Big shout out to Huntsville Family Medicine for putting up with me for 8 years.
Boy, I'll tell you.
I'm a loud guy, and they somehow managed to put in the earplugs and just trudge on through. And then one last announcement. Happy birthday. A little bit belated. It was Monday. Happy birthday to my twins, Bobby and Connor.
You're telling me they're 3 years old. It just doesn't seem like it.
We got a couple of three-nagers in the house, and I just can't. I feel like I was just rushing down to Conroe for them to be born. You know what I mean?
I
cannot believe that was 3 years ago.
I remember when it happened.
Yeah, oh, distinctly. I remember the day, the weather. I remember all of it.
Wow.
So anyway, what a day of anniversaries and birthdays and shout outs. So,
absolutely.
So great day all around. So what are we going to talk about today on this 4 year anniversary? Well, something brief since we burned a lot of the show talking about anniversaries, but sports physicals. This is the time of year. I just did one yesterday and that got me thinking. So folks, if you have a kiddo that's going to do sports of any kind, you know, think of things with a scoreboard and a ball of some sort, but you know, you don't think about things like band. You don't think about things like cross country. These are things, or maybe a dance team. These are things that will need a sports physical. So this is the time to do it. We are busy as it is. Huntsville, unfortunately, has lost a number of primary care physicians in the last few years, so schedules are tighter than they have been. And when this has traditionally been a light time of year and you could get in with me anytime, my patients are shouting at the radio right now, no, I can't. So why am I telling you now? Well, now's the time to book those sports physicals, right? We really, really start to fill up in August and September because everybody else in Huntsville is going, oh, shoot, it's time to get the sports physical. Physical, isn't it? That's the big thing right now is encouraging everybody to get the sports physical. Well, what's included in a sports physical? Why do we have to do them? Doc, I did one last year. Well, I know, but you do your yearly physicals every year too. Here's some of the things I like to look for when I'm doing my sports physicals. You always listen to the heart. You always listen for murmurs. That's a big thing. The hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. You hear the sad, terrible stories, usually one a year of a high school or a college kid dying on the field after overexerting themselves. Oftentimes that's from a cardiac issue. So we're listening for murmurs or abnormalities. We'll get an EKG and a referral. Thankfully, I have not caught many of those, but I have caught them. I remember one at Lone Star when I worked down there in Conroe. I had a kid that was crushed because I wouldn't let him play soccer, but kid, I may have just saved your life. You caught a murmur nobody'd heard before. We look for that. We look at muscles and joints and make sure that's all good. I talked to you about your past medical history as far as concussions go. I do have a couple patients that have unfortunately got their bell rung, as they say, gotten a few concussions. So we got to talk about concussion safety and do you really need to be a lineman again this year, right? The parents are usually right on my side for that one. And then a lot of times we can often wrap in the yearly physical as well because they're very similar visits. You know, I'll talk about how's school going, how's home going, how are you doing with your general health. We could talk about age-appropriate screening and make sure the kiddo's doing well. So look, the sports physical may seem like something that, oh shoot, we can just put this off last minute, but now's the time. Book it now. Get your kiddo in. Hopefully it's a quick and easy visit, right? I'm just going to talk to them, tell them to make good grades. They're a student first, an athlete second, but get them in and let's make sure we don't find anything and let's make sure they are safe and healthy in this fall and spring sports.
That's some great advice and it's really hard to believe that it's almost time for the school year to start all over again.
I know. No, kids out there upset all around listening to this show, realizing it's coming up, right?
There
summer's almost over.
All right. Well, that's this week's edition of Thursday Morning House Call brought to you by Huntsville Memorial Hospital.
Let's keep Huntsville healthy.